Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
.8 on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 53 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app. Download that app today. Watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. History comes alive this weekend in Fort Mill as we celebrate the George Fish School, which was a school for African-American students in Fort Mill from 1926 to 1968. There's a historic marker sits at the former site of George Fish School on Steele Street. But there's going to be 2 days of celebration this Sunday and Monday, and then the official ribbon cutting and historical marker dedication there on Steele Street for the George Fish School. We're so excited to have two alumni join us here on Palmetto Mornings from the George Fish School. We have Juanita Nash Sanders and Rufus Rudy Sanders. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
And so, Juanita, you're married to Rudy's brother.
Yes,
so
John.
Okay.
John Lester Sanders III.
Oh, what a nice family.
Yes, yes.
We love y'all. So, Juanita, you graduated. You're the class of 1966.
Yes.
And then, Rudy, you're the class of 1963.
That's correct.
So here we are now in 2022, and we're going to have a ribbon cutting and a unveiling of this historical marker. Juanita, let's start with you, and then Rudy, continue it after that. But talk about the emotions of what kind of is going through your mind right now as we reach the celebration.
When I think of George Fish, and I think that the building is not there, but the memories are profound, because George Fish was one of the anchors of the community. This was during segregation, and as you know, we did not have equal schools. And I learned later in life that this was a Rosenwald school, but when I attended, I didn't realize that. We had fantastic teachers. Teachers that challenged us to excel, reach our fullest potential. We didn't know that we didn't have higher level courses like physics or French. But the community came together. The teachers lived in the community. And we were prepared. We might have started at the back of the bus, but guess what? We continued, and then we excel. I came back in 1985. Boy, it was eye-opening. Being in a totally black school, coming back to an integrated school. I never thought I would have been teaching in an integrated school. Never. So this is a great opportunity. We learn from our past. Without history, where would we be?
It's not pretty sometimes,
yes,
right? Like our
pretty.
Seventh grade picture in school, that's not pretty sometimes. But we learn about fashion and how to style our hair, so we don't have to repeat that. But
right. Wow,
I can only imagine, Juanita, teaching at the school that you attended as a student, all African-American students, and then walking the halls and seeing black, whites, and everyone else walking together. It's got to make you feel proud. It's also got to bring back memories and emotions. But boy, how lucky are we to see how far we've come and to have folks like you, leaders in our community, to teach us about this. I mean, just it makes us smile, and it's just unbelievable. So that's unbelievable. Rudy, for you as well, talk about the emotions.
It was setting up on one day returning from New York to visit my hometown, Fort Mill. And driving down through Charlotte into Fort Mill, coming up Steele Street, usually the first thing I'm looking for is that school to pop up as I'm coming up that hill. And all of a sudden, I did not see a school. And then later, I saw a cyclone fence, and I saw the ground had been leveled. All the bricks were taken. I say, what happened? It was almost in my mind something out of Mad Max, the movie. What happened to our school? Why did they tear it down? Even though the school had discontinued its last class there under the Fort Mill Middle School was 1986. And then shortly thereafter, the building became came on the market for sale. And I was totally unaware of that, being a distance away. And so an individual from Fort Mill purchased the building. And it would be a couple of years later that there would be another transaction where a corporate entity would buy the building, which would be Duke Energy. And somehow they ended up demolishing the building, but yet and still, there was a grave on the site of the school. And so in order to do this, they had to make contact with the family members of the first professor, principal of George Fish School, which was Elliot Littleton Avery. And I think his relatives lived in Washington, D.C., and gave permission. And so the body was exhumed, the grave, the remains, and reburied in a local cemetery that was just a few blocks down the street. And then so, but I was saying, as well as many others, that we did not have what you would call the opportunity to gather together to preserve this Julius Rosenwald School that we did not know that it was a Julius Rosenwald School. However, if I can still talk on this here, during February of each month, we were given Negro History Week. We even had a book, Negro History, history book. And in there were these greats. One of the greats happened to have been Dr. Booker T. Washington. But never were we told that this building that the school that we attended was a Julius Rosenwald school, or a school that came off the blueprints of the department of Dr. Booker T. Washington's Tuskegee Institute. And we would learn this much later going through the files.
Well, I will tell you what, Sunday and Monday, just 2 days to learn about the history of the George Fish School. Are you all part of the panel discussion? Are you all part of the panel discussion?
I am not part of the panel discussion. My husband is part of the panel discussion that's taking place on Sunday.
Correct. So,
I am part of the marker celebration on Monday.
So Sunday at 2 p.m. is the screening of the George Fish School documentary. At 3:15 on Sunday is the panel discussion and book signing, and that's going to take place
at Fort Mill District Office.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
And then on Monday at 10 a.m. is that historical marker celebration program.
Also at Fort Mill District Office.
And then at noon is the official ribbon cutting and historical marker dedication at 401 Steele Street in Fort Mill. I wish we had another 30 minutes to talk to both of you. You're fascinating folks, and we certainly appreciate your time, and can't wait to celebrate with you all on Sunday and Monday of this week and next week. And Rudy and Juanita, thank you so much. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you so much for inviting us in to share.
Y'all are great folks.
And spread the word, and hopefully everyone will come out and help us celebrate.
Well, you sold us.
That's right. And I was going to say, for more information, you can visit fortmillschools.org.